you are, wherever you come from, whomever you love, we welcome you to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent. May you leave your daily burdens at the door, open your mind and hearts, and be fully present for this time of fellowship and spiritual renewal. I'm Reverend Christy Anderson, the commissioned lay leader of this congregation. I welcome you on behalf of today's worship leader, our talented Hal Walker, our music director. We are joined by a host of very talented musicians from this congregation who have generously devoted a great deal of time to rehearsing so that they may share their gifts with all of us. As you will hear in the quote shared at the chalice lighting, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Ours is a faith that celebrates life and the transcendent in many ways through song, art, body movement, words, and silence. Our typical weekly worship service embraces all of these forms, especially the spoken word. But we devote one Sunday a year to the power of music to inspire, heal, and transform us. We are pleased that you have joined us for this special time of worship through music. We light this chalice with this thought from Rumi, a Sufi poet. Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground.
Flashing sun.
begin.
Listen and wonder. Life is calling you. Love is calling you. Justice is calling you. Wonder. Wonder and follow. Your heart's own song can show you the way. Their songs can guide you too. And sometimes, if you're quiet, you might hear that still, small voice inside. Follow. Follow and doubt. No doubt there will be days when you cannot hear their songs, cannot even hear your own song. No doubt there will be days when you feel quite alone. Doubt. Doubt and faith. Both of them essential for interpreting your call and going deeper. Faith. Faith and fellowship. Gathered here, we create, week after week, beloved community. People you can count on to keep you company as you try to be faithful to that which matters most of all. Come, let us worship together. Our opening hymn is number 346 in your gray hymnal. Please rise, embody your spirit, and join in singing.
another. Gather in now, sing it all together. We're building a world of love, and we're giving these mountains to climb. The road is long and the path treacherous. Together we're sounding a cry, searching for the light at the top of the hill. Well, I was thinking how building a church is like kind of like building an orchestra. You just can't do it alone. We're stronger together, and every person plays an important role in making that music happen. You can imagine that the guitar is kind of like our church staff, the office administrator, the religious education director, the music director, and the minister. The ones who show up every day keeping the steady beat, allowing the rhythms and the melody the freedom to soar. The tuba represents the ancestors, the ones that built the foundation for us to stand on, the ones that laid the stones for us to walk upon. The bass clarinet represents the old-time members, the ones that no matter what happens, just keep showing up, keep helping to pay the bills, and keep moving us forward. The horns are the board of directors. Now, I'm not exactly sure what they do, but I think they meet on Tuesdays. The strings are the committees that do the work behind the scenes, sending emails, typing newsletters, changing light bulbs, and cutting the grass. The tone chimes are the building expansion team, filling us with glorious visions of a new fellowship hall and a renovated sanctuary.
Strong is what we make each other, with the power of a hand in the hand of another. Gather in now, sing it all together. We're building a world of love. Strong is what we make each other, with the power of a hand in the hand of another. Gather in now, sing it all together.
The tradition of this church, we join in a brief period of shared silence in order to provide an opportunity for personal prayer, meditation, and reflection. While warmly embraced by the sounds of life surrounding us, I invite you to enter into a few moments of silence.
Thank you.
in the midst of an election season filled with conflict and reminders of the serious differences that divide us. As hateful and angry discourse fills the news and at times infuses our relationships, it's easy to succumb to negativity and respond in a like manner. In this spirit, let us join together in a time of prayer. O source of love and life, walk beside us so that we may be mindful of our best selves. May we refrain from responding with disrespectful language, as it only serves to demean and harden hearts. May we serve as inspiration to our children by speaking, listening, and acting with respect, patience, and empathy. And may we be mindful that we are not alone. Let us not be so discouraged that we turn inward, unwilling to encounter the world where love is so needed. Rather, let us stand together as a voice of compassion, as people grounded in the affirmation of life and in our desire for the common good. May it be so. Amen.
Every Thursday night, Saunas Parson leads a group here in the church, the Sacred Song Circle. And a couple of the basic ideas, the group sings in a huddle and never uses music. So if you don't know the words of the song, then you just learn it by repetition. So now I'd like to ask the congregation, to allow Saunas to enter the center of the sacred song circle, and we'll huddle around her and then have a poem before we sing together. Please rise as you're willing and able into the formation of a sacred song circle.
Everyone Sang by Siegfried Sassoon. Everyone suddenly burst out singing, and I was filled with such delight as prisoned birds must find in freedom, winging wildly across the white orchards and dark green fields, on, and out of sight. Everyone's voice was suddenly lifted, and beauty came like the setting sun. My heart was shaken with tears, and horror drifted away. Oh, but everyone was a bird, and the song was wordless. The singing will never be done.
Memories of singing is standing on an old trunk in my parents' basement in Greenville, South Carolina, taking turns with my older sister pretending we're on Broadway. Ain't she nice? Now I ask you once or twice. Now I ask you kindly, confidentially, ain't she nice? I think I was 5. I remember when I was 10, my 3 sisters and always pretending we were the Beatles. We weren't boys, we were girls, but there were 4 of us, enough that our relatives were always trying to pay us quarters to sing I Want to Hold Your Hand. I remember most profoundly as a child singing in church and school, Catholic church and school to be exact. There was no greater moment for us Catholics than when The Sound of Music was released. My best friend Cindy and I would wander the hills of our neighborhood loudly, proudly singing Climb Every Mountain and pretending we were lost nuns. Maybe the reason I can't keep from singing now as an adult has to do with these childhood memories. Or maybe it's because I wish I was a bird. Maybe it's because singing releases happiness hormones. Or maybe it's because I like hearing the sound of my own voice in the shower, on walks in the woods, and in the car. And I'm not the only one. According to a consumer study, 54% of us, more of us even than texting in the car, sing in the car. I don't know what gets you going, but Bohemian Rhapsody comes on the radio, and I have to pull over with my air guitar. Same with Anything by Karen Carpenter. Why do birds suddenly appear? And, well, suddenly I can't keep from singing. I decided a couple of years ago I wanted to do something more systematic about this penchant to express myself in song. And so I joined a choir, and not just any choir, but Hal Walker's choir. I knew it would be a bit of a stretch, me and my mostly basement-trained voice, singing next to such incomparable voices as Saunas Parsons of Sacred Song Circle and Krishna Fitch, who I think secretly runs up to New York to sing on Broadway. But with the help of Hal as musician-magician, we pull it off every Sunday evening at rehearsal, most of the time, and then several Sundays a year here in community with you. There is no greater moment in my week than when I stand up here with this group who also cannot keep from singing, my still small voice contributing to majestic pieces like the one you will hear in just a few minutes from the choir, the high sopranos hitting those crazy up there notes like bells ringing in heaven. It is in these moments that I have to work very hard to keep from choking up, never mind singing. In her piece, The Voice as Instrument Storyteller, Heather Forrest suggests ways to connect with your singing voice. Listen to yourself as you sing, play with the pitches, sing in the shower, in cars, and alone to the trees in the meadow. We can be so systematic, organized, and thoughtful in our approach to singing, or like me and my sister standing on that trunk in the basement so many years ago, we can just sing. Like this. Sing with me. Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong. To last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing, sing a song. La 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 la. La 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 la. Thank you.
as you've probably figured out by now, the theme for today's worship service is How Can I Keep From Singing? The quote is actually from a hymn from the mid-19th century written by a Baptist minister. The lyrics in our hymnal, however, were revised in 1960s and sung by folk singer Pete Seeger, who popularized the song as an anthem for freedom and a declaration of the universal power of love and music. The revised lyrics proclaim that when we experience life's difficulties, love can provide a source of healing and wholeness. In addition, the song declares that in times of despair, I hear the music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? As Unitarian Universalists, we do indeed find comfort and strength in the power of music. Music, especially singing, provides an outlet of healthy expression when we're troubled. It gives words to the wordless when we celebrate our human existence and we offer gratitude for our blessings. And music's universal language binds us with all others in shared emotions.
This is a poem, The Stars Are Dancing, by Om Prakash, from Beginning. The stars are dancing tonight, while the moon sits in her golden hammock, swaying back and forth to the rhythm of celestial voices. The beloved is full of rapture, dancing worlds and stars into being, drunk with the wine of passion, and filling the heavens with song. Do not sit alone in the dark while creation sings three-part harmony. Dance, my friends. Dance wildly. Sing joyfully. Fill your heart.
Chimers will now perform a song from the Disney movie Frozen titled Let It Go. I'm not familiar with the song or the movie, but I do know that it prompts adolescent girls to dress in pastel blue gowns. I've only heard the song once, and it was here when a group of 3, 4, and 5-year-olds sang it during a worship service. They stood in front of the piano and sang exuberantly from the heart. I sat here in the front row where I had a good view of the moms who were sitting in a clump over here in front of their children, cell phones raised, videotaping. Initially, the moms were silently mouthing the words in the unlikely event that the children forgot the lyrics. But before the song ended, the moms were all singing the song along with the kids. They couldn't keep from singing. I invite the ushers to please come forward. Members of the musical groups under Hal's instruction include an astounding number, 42 individuals. And this doesn't include all of our church's musicians who happily share their talents. We are grateful for a church community that provides so much musical variety and so many opportunities for so many youth and adults to joyously share their gifts. In gratitude, we will now accept your gifts in support of our vibrant church community.
Thank you.
I close with these words from Joseph Cleveland. May we hear the melody of life and find ourselves singing harmony. May we feel in our bones the rhythms of life and find ourselves dancing. Go now in peace.